During our announcement time, Gary LaRue mentioned that last Sunday was the conclusion of our rounds of collections to support the dental connection, although, as he also said, in weeks ahead, you'll be learning some other dimensions and some other directions we want to take that effort in. However, on this Sunday, we do shift in our ongoing outreach collections to another worthy cause in our community, one that the church has been a part of ever since its beginning. And Chuck's not exactly a visitor here anymore. It's good to have him. Chuck Hutchins back. He's the director of the Granite State Organizing Project. As I said, we've been instrumental in being a part of that. Our collection this morning will be to pay our dues again to this fine organization that Chuck is going to tell us about. Chuck, it's good to have you back with us.
Well, thank you, and I don't feel like a visitor being here. And in fact, I've now been here so often that this morning I was invited to join a choir. which I found really flattering because I have a great deal of admiration for the music program here. I think it's fantastic. Now, this morning, unlike the presidential debates, I do not have the yellow light or the red light or the flashing light to tell me when I have to sit down. But I have been asked to keep this brief, so I'll try to do that. Let me just start by asking how many of you are not familiar with Granite State Organizing Project? Show of hands. Okay, a few people, but most of you are, and that is testimony to how actively this congregation has participated in Granite State Organizing Project, or GSOP. For those of you who raised your hands, just so you're not left behind, let me explain that GSOP is made up of religious and labor and community groups from around Greater Nashua, Greater Manchester, and out in the South Eden Valley that work together on issues that we jointly identify on topics such as affordable housing, access to health care, better jobs, and better schools. It's a new organization. It's been around about 2.5 years now. As Steve mentioned, this congregation was instrumental in getting it going, and it's been a real mainstay of the group since it got started. I want to take my remaining 2 or 3 minutes this morning to tell you about issues that are currently on GSOP's plate, about a couple of upcoming events. There are 4 issues that I want to mention briefly. 2 of them are statewide. The first of those has to do with driver's licenses for non-citizens. Some of you may know that the State Division of Motor Vehicles requires all non-citizens who need to get or renew a driver's license to go to Concord to do that, to a particular window at the DMV office there. You can imagine for, let's say, an immigrant here in Nashua having to take time off from work, get somebody to drive them to Concord, possibly find out you haven't brought the right documentation with you. This is a significant burden for a lot of folks. And GSOP, working with some other groups, including the Immigrant Rights Task Force, has been trying to get DMV to adopt a policy that is more just and also, many of us think, more constitutionally defensible. We've had a minor victory on this because just in recent weeks, DMV has allowed Puerto Rican natives, who of course are U.S. citizens, to be treated just like everybody else with respect to being able to go to any DMV office. Only in New Hampshire would that seem like a big victory, but what can I tell you? Issue number 2, our other statewide issue, GSOP is working with a sympathetic state legislator to try and crack down on abuse of what's called independent contractor status. Independent contractors, let me back up. In several industries, most notably in construction, many employees are labeled independent contractors so that their employer gets out of paying the employer share of Social Security or providing workers' comp. And this causes a lot of problems. It leads to a sort of race to the bottom among contractors because contractors with integrity are underbid by contractors who are willing to sort of skirt the laws about this thing. We're trying to work to get stronger language in state regulations that can crack down on this kind of abuse. In the South Eden Valley, we're just about to launch a healthcare planning campaign. The idea is to build relationships with stakeholders in the healthcare system out there, and at the same time to collect information that would allow us to plan initiatives that would improve healthcare access. We don't have the data we need to do that well right now, but we have a lot of anecdotal stories about people having trouble getting access to needed medical services. So over about the next year, we're going to be addressing that, working actually with your sister congregation in Milford and others out in Milford, Amherst, and towns to the west. The last issue I want to talk about relates directly to what you all are already doing. It's about the Dental Connection. The Dental Connection has been trying to participate in a federal dental student loan forgiveness program that would allow dentists who work at the Dental Connection to be forgiven so many $1,000s of student loans for each year that they work there. That would help them recruit and retain dentists, which right now is a problem. The Dental Connection sent the paperwork for that to the state over 2 years ago, where it has languished ever since. We're simply trying to get the state to move it forward to the federal government as another way of addressing what the Dental Connection is working on. Let me move quickly to two upcoming events where it would be wonderful to see any of you who want to come. The first one is going to be right here over in the dining room, I think a week from Monday night. That will be October 25th, 7 o'clock. We're having a national chapter meeting. We'll be talking more about some of these issues, hearing about new issues that people may be concerned about, but also choosing from Greater Nashua chapter representatives who serve on GSOP's Executive Council. The other event is on Sunday, November 14th, 2:30 in the afternoon at the Police Athletic League Hall in Manchester. GSOP will be having its annual convention. That's where we'll be electing officers for the coming year, doing some other business. It will be followed by a potluck meal and a health fair. I'm sure you'll be hearing more about that over the next couple of weeks. Finally, in connection with the convention, GSOP is doing its first ever fundraising other than dues. We are selling advertisements in our convention program. If any of you would like to advertise your business or yourselves individually, see me. I certainly have forms, but I certainly hope that through your generous giving, we'll be able not only to cover the dues for GSOP, but to put a nice ad in the program to remind everybody of this congregation's strong support of GSOP. I certainly plan to stick around afterwards for coffee over in the dining room. If you have any questions about any of that, please step right up and ask me. Thank you.
Chuck, thank you very much. Thank you for being with us this morning and bringing us up to date on that. Over the next several weeks, our outreach collections will be to support the work of Granite State Organizing Project. So I'll ask if our ushers will receive our donations at this time.